Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast, is back. We've got a brilliant lineup for you this series. We've got Elliot Hashtrudi talking all things offal at his amazing restaurant Camille. Brindisi's Monica Linton sharing her thoughts on the evolution of British cuisine. And the founders of Genki talking all things matcha. All of this plus chats about the future of British cheese and the unique flavours of one of Italy's lesser known regions. That's Borough Talks, the Borough Market podcast. Follow on Spotify today.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode is the best of Jeremy number 2 on Kill Tony. Came out last Monday with Matt Reif. Enjoy it. Go watch the episode on YouTube. Or watch the best of as well. But hadn't been on probably in 2+ years. Jeremy makes his return, brings his girlfriend. It's wild. Enjoy it. Come see me on tour. Where am I going to be? Well, 2 weeks from now in North Carolina at the Improv, March 11th and 12th. In Cary, North Carolina, Charlotte, March 13th, South Carolina and Charleston, March 14th, Vegas at the Wynn, March 20th, Columbus, Ohio, March 27th, Cleveland, March 28th, Pittsburgh, March 29th, St. Louis, April 17th, Denver, April 18th, Napa, May 16th. That's what we got coming up. More coming at you. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at AdamRayComedy. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phil's and stand-up best-ofs. The Dr. Phil doc is coming. It's coming soon. It's coming to YouTube. Stay tuned. And enjoy the episode. The best of Jeremy Kill Tony number 2. Have a great weekend. See ya soon.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
We've seen this guy before. This must be different than the name, because this guy's a legend on this show, if this is who I think it is. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Jeremy? Oh my God. Oh my God, it is him.
But don't call me mother shit, make some motherfucking noise! If you have HIV! Gotcha. So, my name's Jeremy. A little bit about me. Recently tried to get a job at Burger King, but the closest one to me was within 500 feet of a school, so I guess I can't have it my way. And that's what's up. Been doing a lot of Legos recently. Let's give it up. Yeah, they show you on the box what it's supposed to be when you finish it, but a friend of mine told me you can turn anything into titties. Thanks, Red Band. I'm single. Tobey Maguire's not single. Tobey Maguire's 50 years old. He's dating a 20-year-old. When asked to comment on the situation, Batman said, "So I guess Spider-Man isn't a gay guy." My dream girl is Erica Kirk. Oh yeah, I'm thinking about shooting my shot. She's fucking, she's hot. She's fucking got over him quick. She was like, she was sad for 2 days and then she was like, "It's all good." And then she was like, "Who wants some merch?" My mom took my Pokemon cards when I was 7. I still haven't forgiven that bitch. And that's what's up. My mom's boyfriend, Jerry, fuck him, I hope he dies in his sleep. He's always calling me a virgin. I'm like, "That's not what your fleshlight said last night." No, but I can't wait to have sex. I can't wait to do intercourse. I already know what flavor I want. Super duper black. But not like Halle Berry or Queen Latifah. I want that fucking girl on TikTok who sings the Dr. Pepper, baby. It's good and nice. Lululoo. That's what's up. I'm gonna fuck her so good, she's gonna be like, Jeremy's got a sweet dick, but he comes too fast. Lululoo. All right, fuck, that sucks. I got a few others, but I was nervous if I do these real quick. I used to ride scooters in Austin, but then I got hurt. When a bunch of kids pointed at my helmet and called me a pussy. Now I take the bus. Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of the bus, which is crazy, because that's the best place to okay. You guys see Bill Gates got an STD on Epstein Island? He should have downloaded some antivirus software. That's what's up. You guys see that Michael Jordan video? Oh, Matt Rife was talking about Michael Jordan video. He was at Daytona 500 fucking just going like fucking. He was like, I know Scottie Pippen, just some little kid. It's so fucking weird. What's with all these Michaels touching fucking butts? Michael Phelps is sitting at home like, I'm going to just stay in the pool. I've been watching the Olympics. Don't let the media lie to you. The Jamaican bob team fucking is dog shit. They be Jamaican a bunch of mistakes out there. Shit. Nicki Minaj is a Trumper. It's all good. All politics aside, I still bang her. That ass is a bipartisan issue. And that's what's up. Keep it going for Red Band. More like bread pan, you fat bitch. I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm sorry. I love you, Red Band. Fuck, I'm sorry. Shit, what else? Rosa Parks, Tobey Maguire. Keep going for William Montgomery. That's one of my favorite comics of all time, William Montgomery. William Montgomery looks like Kathy Griffin fucked Peter Griffin and gave birth to Blake Griffin. And that's what's up. That's my time. Thank you so much, everybody.
Wow. The great Jeremy, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa. Whoa. Jeremy is back.
My heart is fucking pounding.
Wow. We have watched Jeremy make his comedy debut on this show. We've
super
seen
fucking
him.
Nervous.
He's been on panel once before, and now he's back. You signed up tonight, Jeremy. What brings you to Austin, Texas?
So I live in San Antonio. And quick drive down. My mom's boyfriend, Jerry, has some work to do. I was like, he's talking to me, so I got in the car. And I said, fucking go sign up for Kill Tony. And I did not expect to be called, to be honest with you. This is fucking...
What did you pull out of your fanny pack?
Oh, I recently got into these astronaut ice cream bars.
What?
They're high in protein, just in case Gayle King and Katy Perry are like, yo, Jeremy, you want to go to space tonight? I'll be like, fuck yeah, I got some fucking treats.
That's a real space bar?
Space ice cream bar.
Oh, it looks very...
Matt Rife, I know you don't fucking eat shit like this, but you want some? Yeah. No, it's fucking not. Oh, fuck. You are funny, dude.
Tell me this doesn't feel fucking fake, dude.
No, wait. These are real. They better be real. They were $6, dude.
It's got to be real. Like Jeremy, you take fruit, a bite, dude, before you kill Matt, the great,
yeah,
Matt,
maybe,
Rife.
I mean, it's...
Cheers.
Cheers, baby.
Wow. Oh, dude.
Dear Diary, I just cheers ice cream sandwiches with Matt fucking Rife.
No, this.
That fucking sucks. You want that?
No, break.
You don't have to eat that.
What is that? Is that
80%
okay?
80%
fentanyl. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's wild. Jeremy, what else you got in that? And you guys want to see what Jeremy has in his fanny pack?
So glad you asked.
Here's the thing. It's not that bad.
Really?
For real?
It's not that bad.
Oh, shit. Dude, NASA's so pumped right now. NASA. NASA.
I heard you.
Oh, all right. I got a tiny box of city critters. Just like mini animals, in case you're bored, you got like raccoons in here and shit.
Wow. What exactly do those do? Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I've been to like three parties, and every time I'm sitting around a party, I'm always like, these fucking place, this fucking vibe sucks. Everyone's fucking, and I'm just sitting there playing my Sega Game Gear, you know, listening to some Sugar Ray, and then I'll just, there'll be some fucking girl next to me, and she's like, so what do you do for work? And I'll be like, fucking, I'm a snake guy, you know? And then she's like, oh, shit, and her boobs are like, boom, 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 boom. So, what else? Oh, Koosh Ball. Oh, I mean, how many times have you been sitting around just being like, fucking, I'm so fucking bored, and then you just go, boop, fucking.
Wow.
Not bored anymore.
It's amazing. You have so many fun things.
Oh, I got this at Bucky's.
Whoa.
It's a fucking, it's a like a magic eight ball. It's got, you press it, it says yes, try again, maybe. So go ahead and you want to ask me a question?
Yeah. How was your day today? Is it going well?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking.
How could that even be on there?
No. Fucking, thanks for setting me up for that. So that's fun for parties and shit.
Can I?
Dr. Pepper Tic Tacs.
Whoa. I didn't know.
Tell me that, girl.
I didn't know they made those.
Well, you got to get on Google, Tony. You got pretty much everything.
Dr. Pepper Tic Tacs?
Yep, they're good and nice. Cinnamon toothpicks. Big toothpick guy in 2026.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. Awesome. Wow, Jeremy, this is absolutely incredible.
Little fucking bag in case you got, like, you want to be a good, you know, you pick up some shit or something. Austin, you know, Austin, it's a game I always play when I go outside on 6th grade. I go, is that real? Is that real shit? Or fucking, is that cum, you know?
So then you grab it, and what do you do? How do you find out if it is real shit or not?
I don't want to answer that. I pick it up, try to clean the streets. And then I got Advil just in case I get a lot of heartburn, headaches, migraines.
You take Advil for heartburn?
Yeah, and I get, it's not, I don't say the boners are, you ever see those commercials where it's like, if your erection is lasting more than 4 hours, you're fucking, you know, you're probably black, you know. but there, last doctor I went to, he was like, Jeremy, you got to start taking Advil for your heart, your cholesterol, and like, I get random boners and stuff, and like, I'm only 38, so I'm like, fucking, that's what's up, but I don't want to be, you know, it's just, I don't know. I probably take too many pills, but.
Wow.
Matt, right, if you take pills, you take supplements and stuff, right?
Dick pills or?
Supplements, like vitamins and stuff?
No, not really.
All natural, huh?
All natural.
What's up?
I popped a hymn or two, though.
Who?
Hymns? A hymns?
Who's that?
You never taken the pronoun pills?
No.
Oh, dude, they're so good. You guys ever take a hymns pill? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Don't you lie about it.
Pretty funny, you guys. Pretty funny to not act like you know what that is. Pretty funny.
Better than hymns is Blue Chew, if you guys really want to. Blue Chew, it happens to be tonight's sponsor.
No,
yes.
Way. Blue
Chew
talks about it up.
Shopify. So if you're wondering what he said before when that beep happened, it was the N-word, everybody. Matt said the N-word. I'm kidding. You have to say I'm kidding now, or like a conspiracy theory will start. Anyway, Jeremy, I got to tell you, you are so interesting. And even though I have one of the biggest comedians in the world right now here, I think, you know, I've always loved you, Jeremy. I've always considered you part of the family. I don't know what it is. You remind me of somebody that I maybe have an unbelievable working relationship with. Would you guys think we should have Jeremy join on panel for the rest of the episode, huh?
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Come on, Jeremy, get over here! Wow. Come on, Jeremy. Joining for the rest of the show, Jeremy, everybody. Wow. Wow.
You got fucking snake!
Oh! Oh!
Oh, Red Band's good.
Oh, he thrown him into D madness.
Sorry, D. Nothing
Red Band,
happens.
Red Band figured out the one stupid thing he could have done with that snake.
Oh, don't do it at the blind guy. It was super funny.
Luckily, D's laughing.
What's up, D? Not much. She still looking at me?
No. Well, Jeremy, we're going to get back to this bucket. We had Monique Jones on earlier, William Montgomery. seems like you're all caught up.
Don't touch me.
What a great panel. I mean,
fucking Matt Rife, dude.
This is incredible.
When I met you, I looked like this. That's how long I've known you. That's crazy.
So you're saying it gets better?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That's what's up.
10, 15 years, you could look exactly like that, Jeremy. Yeah.
Or Red Band. I'll take either.
We're going to get another bucket pull up here. How about one more time for Jeremy, everybody?
Adam Ray here. I used to wake up every morning stuffed and exhausted, like I'd been wrestling my own pillow all night. Pillow fights, table for one. I thought it was stress or age or karma catching up to me. Maybe the melatonin hasn't kicked in. Thanks, Joe. Turns out it was the air in my house. That's when I got Air Doctor. And now it's the only air purifier I use. I can't even say the word right because I'm so excited. Purifier. I heard about it from a friend. Just tried it and immediately noticed fewer weird odors, way fewer allergy issues, and I actually started sleeping better, which is huge because I don't sleep. I travel all the time. It's tough for me to get passed out and get some Z's. I am a problem to myself. Air Doctor is different because it has a powerful three-stage filtration system that captures particles about 100 times smaller than what actual typical air purifiers can. It gets rid of dust, pollen, bacteria, viruses, odor, smoke, wildfire smoke, and ozone. Basically everything you do not want hanging out in your lungs. It is also whisper quiet, so it's not roaring in the background. It has an auto mode that keeps your air clean all day and night. And it reminds you when to change the filter, which I personally need. And people love it. 98% of customers say their home feels cleaner and healthier. And Air Doctor won Newsweek's Reader Choice Award for Best Air Purifier. Head to AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code ALN to get up to $300 off today. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus a 3-year warranty and $84 value free. Get this exclusive podcast-only offer now at AirDoctorPro.com. AirDoctorPro.com. Promo code ALN.
Your next bucket pull has to follow that. Not easy to do. Is there something that you realized when having sex with your black girlfriend that is different than having sex with a white woman? Can you tell this audience, especially Jeremy, really wants to know?
And if you have any sort of video proof, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, the big difference would just be way more cheeks, that's for sure. It's warmer.
Whoop, what does that mean?
It's true. That is, no. That is a fact.
What's warmer?
I think that's what I'm trying to ask. Yeah.
What's warmer? Yeah, like
the inside of the vagina.
The inside, yeah, like the whole thing, even the outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is the outside also warm?
Well, there's a couple reasons.
That's a good question.
They absorb the sun.
Too much vitamin D will do that to you.
Yeah.
It's from all the perineum sunbathing.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
And I do special ed stuff, IEPs, all that good stuff.
Oh, Jeremy, this may be one of your... Yeah.
You speak my language.
Yeah.
I also love Popeyes.
I know. Good to see you again, though.
Good to see you. Yeah.
One of your former great teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did. I did all that shit all the way through grade school. I was one of the more advanced, you know. Everybody was like chewing on shit, and I was like, let's fucking.
Yeah, you can swallow.
Yeah. What's that?
You can swallow, so.
I could swallow.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, okay, keep going. All right.
I might be a virgin, but I still like girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
None. No?
JP, can you
get him, Tony?
Jeremy?
That's enough. Yeah. Any of the kids ever try to fucking fight you?
No, I've been cool. I was cool. I was a cool teacher the time I taught. So.
But did anybody ever like fucking just off their meds on the spectrum just fucking come for you?
No.
Did you ever take self defense? Like, did you ever think about like what if? Because you always gotta be in any sort of supervisor role. You gotta play the what if game, right?
Yeah. You do. It's called CPI training, crisis prevention. So you try to de-escalate the thing.
All right. Hit me with some music real quick, fellas.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Let's say there's a little crisis.
Let's see if you remember your CPI. Here's Jeremy.
Let's say you're at a fucking ATM machine. So you're trying to get some cash out, and I just got done getting Taco Bell, and I realized I was a little short on cash, and I got to get some money to go back to get the fucking nachos, right?
Okay.
And you're at the machine, and all of a sudden...
And here we go. Wow, look at that.
Hey, motherfucker, give me a fucking gun! Or give me, I have a fucking gun. Fuck!
Wow.
Dad has a law firm in Dallas. Okay. And he built you a cabin in Oklahoma and said, here you go, kid.
You stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, if you need a roommate, I am free. Because I'm in an Airbnb in fucking San Antonio right now. It's not cheap. When you were in the woods, did you ever see a fucking snake?
Kyle, there any ladies out there in the woods? What do you do for fun? Like, what do you, how do you, can you?
I do bird calling.
Okay, let's hear some bird calls. Thank God Almighty, we got something out of him. Here we go with some bird calls.
Falcon.
Is that a falcon?
It's just a general call I do to all birds.
Okay. Sorry. Do you know any other calls, bird calls? That's
true. Female falcon.
Female falcon. Jeremy is a bird specialist. All right, there he goes. Hoo-wee. Welcome to Kill Time. Will you let this fucking guy go? What the fuck is going on?
I felt bad. He was going to take it, and I was like, he's by himself. Maybe he could talk to it. But then I was like, I really fucking want, I didn't want to give it away.
I heard Jeremy say, I paid for it. Like, what the fuck?
How long did you...
Oh, it's just a...
You ever...
You thinking of the question, right?
No, I've got it. I just don't know how to ask it. When I said I'm afraid of him, when you're having, so, virgin, let's get out of the way. When I do it, does it help to look like that? Like, when you get to do it, do you fucking stay like that, or do you fucking change it up?
When I do what?
When, do I need to fucking act it out? Like, when you fucking, when you get to fucking.
Maybe use your words.
Yeah, just when you get to fucking do intercourse and shit.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes.
You stay like
in
that.
In character, yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Do you have a little squeaky towards you?
Yes. Squeaky toys, yes.
Oh, let's go. All right, that's it. Matt?
Have you ever done stand-up before?
A couple of times.
Where at?
So I host the Hey Bolstad show in San Antonio. And
shout out.
And
you also look like you host an AA meeting in San Antonio.
A lot of them. Hey, I got 6 months sobriety this month.
Let's go, dude.
Okay.
Buzzkill.
All right.
No.
So, hey, let's talk about it.
Fuck it.
Right.
He's going to go see if Jurassic Park is still open.
It's a tough crowd.
Are there going to be any dinosaurs in this dinosaur tour? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Or that's a different movie. God. Oh, shit, a different movie. I've only seen Jurassic Park 2, by the way.
I don't like that I can see your dick in these sweatpants.
I know. Really
don't. Oh, it is very clear.
I really don't love it, dude.
It is very clear.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah, you're ready to go to the strip club. That's what's up. San Antonio. Oh shit! I go to that one too.
I'm having the best time ever. This is awesome.
Wait, you said you were divorced?
Halfway through it.
Oh shit!
Gallon and a half.
Oh go.
Gallon and a half. Yeah.
Tony,
come on.
Yeah, it was. You know what? I wish her the best. I got nothing negative. Wish her the best.
But if you had to say one thing about it,
wouldn't be here
on YouTube forever.
No, it wouldn't be here.
Your girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
You want to bring your girlfriend out?
Can she come out?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, can you bring my girlfriend out? Is that cool if she hangs out for a bit?
Jeremy's stay bringing your that. You're bringing your girlfriend out?
Yeah, drove up from San Antonio.
This is insane.
You dropped your ass.
This is one of the most carnival-esque episodes of Kilt. Oh, my goodness.
What?
What in the world is going on here? What?
God.
What is going
on? Check, check, check.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, man? Oh, my God.
What's up, Matt? Good to see you again.
What is your girlfriend's name, Jeremy?
I'm right here, Tony.
Oh, what's your name?
It's Lindsay.
I can talk for myself. What did I say about talking too much, bitch?
I love he doesn't even try not to move his mouth.
Yeah, well, maybe you take me to dinner, Matt, and I'll move my mouth a lot more.
Whoa, what was that? A celebratory? What is that thing you did there with your...
fuck you, Tony.
This is the first time we've ever had a lady like you on this show. Lindsay?
Yes.
Lindsay, you sound a lot like Jeremy, I gotta tell you. You guys must hang out a lot.
Well, I have a cold.
Oh, yeah, we're doing mostly mouth stuff.
A lot of these people have been...
How much of a lower half on this one?
Lindsay, you know how the show works?
Yeah, I have fucking Facebook.
Okay. 60 seconds uninterrupted going to Ryan Daugherty, everybody. Where did you drive 25 hours from exactly?
Carson City, Nevada.
Carson City, Nevada.
And... I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Fuck I say about talking. Where in Carson City?
Oh, great question, Lindsay. I love that you go right to questions. Maybe you missed the part that I always tell Jeremy and Dr. Phil Elaine, in which don't ask stupid questions for no reason because it derails the entire interview portion of the show. Lindsay?
Sorry, this is harder than it looks.
Where did you see Kim Congdon where you fell in love with
September
him?
September 1st, 2022 at...
Oh, my God.
If she was here right now and you could say anything you want to her, what exactly would you say if you had to keep it under 30 seconds?
I would say I think about you all the time since we first met.
Man, no.
Wait.
No.
Can I...
Yes, Lindsay.
Can I maybe offer up some female... Can I offer up female perspective? And what's your name again, Jeffrey?
Ryan.
Ryan. Sorry, you're giving off Dahmer vibes.
Dahmer vibes?
You became obsessed with her.
Naturally.
And you think about her all the time.
All the time.
Is there anyone else that you think about this like?
Never in my life.
Right. Okay.
I love her like more than my mom, and my mom's dead.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be so good. This is better than Love is Blind.
Wait, hey. Put it on speaker. Hit the speaker
button. Hey, it's Kim Congdon.
Wait, what? Wait. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is it not working? It's well.
Hello?
Hello?
You'd have to not have your headset mic on for this bit to work. Nope. No, you wouldn't.
Sorry,
you,
bitch. Turn under the table.
You wouldn't use that one either. You would.
Let me call her back. Let me call Kim back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
you
is
you just
the...
got snaked! Or Dr. Pepper Tic Tac! Fuck!
Realistically, yes. I expect to be rejected, but just for closure, I have to, you know, you have to swing.
But what kind of closure exactly are you looking
either, for? Either she's like, yeah, we could date, we could see how it goes, or no, like, this is crazy. This is a weird way to approach a woman.
A lot of women at the same time just said, that's it. Yes, that's it. Almost every woman, for the first time I've ever seen, agrees on something, on one thing. They all agree on this. They're all looking at me and shaking their heads yes all at once. It's almost incredible. Let's check in with Jeremy.
Well, I got no experience here, so I think what you're doing is pretty fucking chivalrous. But
thank you.
Thank you. Someone dropped by.
Also, some girls like a guy to play hard to get, right? Or they want you to chase them. I mean, not literally chase them, but...
I'm fast.
You're fast? See, yeah, that
hey,
feels like
stop.
Something you should not say.
Stop. No, nothing.
Oh,
Lindsay's slamming her hand on the table. She liked him.
I thought he was hot. But I'm a crazy girl.
You are a wild girl, Lindsay. Have you gotten work off of your social media or anything?
Okay, so here's why I look at it. Because I've had two people come to me like with suicidal thoughts in my like general. And I've had to calm them down and say, hey,
Drew,
life's okay.
Drew, that's not your responsibility, buddy.
I did appreciate it, though.
You're welcome. Fuck Jerry.
Fuck Jerry, dude. It was a dark time in my life.
I know.
I have the greatest job of being a... I'm a fucking bellhop for a hotel, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Jeremy?
La Quinta?
No,
I'm a rewards member there.
Oh.
So if that's where you bellhop, then that's what's up.
La Quinta has rewards.
La Quinta has rewards.
What kind of rewards?
We can't all fly on fucking private planes, man.
Jeremy is representing Adam Ray tonight. AdamRayComedy.com. Jeremy's a big fan of Adam Ray. Adam is on the Who Is Me tour. He's going to Vegas, North Carolina, South Carolina. He's going everywhere. AdamRayComedy.com for tickets.
Adam Ray here. I used to wake up every morning stuffed and exhausted, like I'd been wrestling my own pillow all night. Pillow fights, table for one. I thought it was stress or age or karma catching up to me. Maybe the melatonin hasn't kicked in. Thanks, Joe. Turns out, it was the air in my house. That's when I got Air Doctor. And now it's the only air purifier I use. I can't even say the word right because I'm so excited. Purifier. I heard about it from a friend, just tried it, and immediately noticed fewer weird odors, way fewer allergy issues, and I actually started sleeping better, which is huge because I don't sleep. I travel all the time. It's tough for me to get passed out and get some Z's. I am a problem to myself. Air Doctor is different because it has a powerful three-stage filtration system that captures particles about 100 times smaller than what actual typical air purifiers can. It gets rid of dust, pollen, bacteria, viruses, odor, smoke, wildfire smoke, and ozone. Basically everything you do not want hanging out in your lungs. It is also whisper quiet, so it's not roaring in the background. It has an auto mode that keeps your air clean all day and night. And it reminds you when to change the filter, which I personally need. And people love it. 98% of customers say their home feels cleaner and healthier. And Air Doctor won Newsweek's Reader Choice Award for Best Air Purifier. Head to AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code ALN to get up to $300 off today. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus a 3-year warranty and $84 value free. Get this exclusive podcast-only offer now at AirDoctorPro.com. AirDoctorPro.com. Promo code ALN.
Birthday coming up? On Etsy, you can find your favorite person a gift as special as they are. Celebrate stylish Julia with a cute vintage jewelry box. Or photography mad Paul with a customized leather camera strap. Or your caffeine-loving dad with a handmade pour-over coffee maker. Don't just celebrate birthdays. Celebrate one-of-a-kind people with gifts that say, I get you on Etsy. Click or tap the banner to shop now.
Immerse yourself in Herbal Essence's new Moroccan Argan Oil Elixir. Infused with pure argan oil, just one drop delivers up to 100 hours of hair nourishment with the indulgent scent of a Moroccan garden. Herbal Essence's new Moroccan Argan Oil Elixir. Spa quality hair repair without the price tag. Try it now. Herbal Essences. Surface repair to smoothness, nourishment with regimen use versus non-conditioning shampoo.